This is WUOT 91.9 FM. I'm Ann Lloyd. Idaho is the only state in the nation that legally allows two parents who do not live together equal time with their children. Other states are being lobbied now to guarantee equal shared custody. Recently, the Tennessee legislature considered the proposal, but it was not approved. This leaves some fathers frustrated from navigating through a court system they say has a negative gender bias. This report is produced by Sheila Hawkins. Jacob Slagle is a single father raising his energetic and happy 6-year-old son, Zachary, in the quiet community of Mascot, Tennessee. Slagle sits on his porch and talks candidly about his struggle to gain custody of Zachary 4 years ago. Jacob Slagle says that after spending about $10,000, he still has not been awarded custody by the court. He says the only reason he has his son with him now is because the mother willingly gave up her role as the custodial parent. Slagle says his gender is what hurt him most.
There's no difference between a mother and a father. They can both provide just as well as one another. I mean, both can work, both can feed, both can play.
Slagle says that fathers like him are having trouble getting past what many people see as the natural roles of men and women. Betsy Meadows is a co-chair of the Knoxville Bar Association's family law section. She says it's simple to explain why women get custody most often. Most men don't want it.
I think it still is the fact that the mother is primarily caring for the children. I mean, that's just the nature of the way people are, the way families are in most cases.
But Lucinda Elbiston, Meadows' co-chair, says that she has seen a shift in men wanting more parental rights.
I do think there's an increase in dads wanting to have custody. I'd like to think that it's driven by the times that we're in. The dads say, hey, I don't want to be on the sidelines anymore. I want to be an active parent.
This trend of fathers wanting more time to parent their children is one of the major reasons the Equal and Fair Parenting Act was introduced in the Tennessee legislature in 2007. The bill would have eliminated the role of custodial parent and given both parents presumptive custody half the time. The bill passed in the Senate, however, it failed in the House. Tennessee's Fourth Circuit Court Judge Bill Swan says the bill hasn't passed because the state legislators believe judges are fair when awarding custody.
Persons who are concerned about custody decisions in Tennessee recognize that we have excellent laws in place now, and there's nothing broken that needs to be fixed. That having been said, there are always pressure groups coming to the legislature saying, I know somebody who got a bad decision, and we need to change the law.
Swan says that gender plays no role in his custody decisions. He says, in the end, it all comes down to what's best for the child.
Men and women are different. They have different skills in life. They have different attributes. All of that factors into a custody decision. Is anyone favored or disfavored by gender? Absolutely not. Does anyone come in presumptively the better parent? Absolutely not.
Jacob Slagle agrees that the child should come first and the gender does not decide who the better parent is. But he says any steps toward equality is a step worth taking.
They forced me to pay child support. They didn't force my son's mother to pay child support after I got custody. You know, I don't think that's exactly fair either. It works both ways. It's supposed to be equal rights, but it's not. The court system is broken. That is for sure. And I don't see it getting fixed anytime soon. I hope it does.
Slagle is grateful to have his son Zachary with him every day. He says all the sacrifices and life changes of being a single father are worth it.
I don't know, it's a lot funner with him than it is without him, so I really don't miss anything. I play with him just about every day.
He smiles when looking at his son and adds, that's the most important thing. For WUOT, I'm Ann Lloyd. The story was produced by Sheila Hawkins.